Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, 248-539-9797. The Tigers last night, to say it was a disgrace might be polite. You might look at the game if you didn't see it and say, oh, 8-5. You know, they were in the game. Yeah, they were in the game. They were down 5-0, and it was 5-3 with Jake Rogers, of all people, in a 3-run homer. Jones hit a 2-run homer later, so they scored 5 runs on 2 home runs by guys who probably will not be playing every day during the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I almost said if, but I'm still going to say, I still think they're going to get in. I said I almost.
You're not backing off the division's guaranteed?
No, I'm not backing it off. Although the way Cleveland's playing. So that's part of the point here. You know, since Costa, and I endorsed it, so I'm not going to just say it's on him. Since we buried the Guardians after they were swept by the Tigers in Cleveland, the Tigers have gone 3-8 and Cleveland's gone 10-2. And that double-digit lead at that time was, I think, right up about like 14 or 15 games.
13.5, I believe.
The lead at one time was 15 games.
Right, and now it's down to 9.
The other teams were closer.
Yeah. It's now down to 9. And there have been some games where, okay, baseball is 162 games. Teams, better teams than the Tigers, even though they do technically had the best record in baseball, go through streaks. You go through losing streaks. You go through winning streaks. But it's the way that these streaks are happening, or this streak in particular, that is disconcerting to me. They're getting breakdowns from pretty much every position group. Mm-hmm. Offense. Defense, starting pitching,
relief
pitching. And when they make mental mistakes, that even makes it even worse. So I don't know if you watched the game last night, but they were down 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning. And, why don't you just listen to this? Yeah, well, the error was charged actually to McKinstry. And I'm glad Dan pointed out that it was a mental error because he didn't go after the ball. He lollygagged after the ball. When he got the ball, he didn't do anything with it. And O'Neill Cruz just flew home. So that's inexcusable for a Major League Baseball player.
McKinstry didn't throw the ball completely away. It did not go to
the
backstop behind, you know,
the dugout,
first base, near the dugout. It trickled behind Torkelson probably 5 to 7 feet.
Just back of the coach's box.
Yeah, and he casually turned around and just sort of maybe mini-jogged to it.
Sauntered.
Yeah, and I'm telling you what, I'm seriously watching this in real time, guys. I am, and I'm like, they should send him home. He's not attacking the ball. And I swear to God, the second, split half second I saw this, camera show Cruz's eyes light up and send him home. You, if you didn't see this, O'Neill Cruz scored on a ground ball to third base. He scored from second base.
Yeah.
This is like Little League. Mm-hmm. That's what you do as a Little League third base coach. You see a kid not paying attention or them not getting the ball in, and you send them.
It's crazy. So it was 3-0 after the third inning. Top of the fourth, you thought that the Tigers at least got one back. Zach McKinstry at the plate with one out, and Wenzel Perez is on third base.
And they decided to review it, and they found out that Wenzel Perez did not touch home.
Did not touch home. And on a head-first slide with his arms like apart, like almost snow angel-like.
Yeah, missed it by a couple inches.
Yeah.
And just it's just another mental error. You know what I thought of when I was watching this? I'm sure you've seen the movie The Natural.
Yeah.
When they've got that psychologist in the locker room, losing is a disease. And I mean, every time this happens, I can't stop it from happening in my mind. And it snowballs. One thing leads to another. And that's why I always tell kids when Gov brings up it's a Little League play, hustle solves a lot of things.
Right.
Because non-hustle or non-awareness or not doing the little details is contagious. If you don't do it in the first inning, it just seems to snowball the rest of the game. Show a little hustle, show a little awareness, and that will also be contagious.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the word contagious because that's what's happening. You know, most of this season, this winning has been contagious. Now the losing, and they're finding different ways to lose. Here's AJ Hinch after the game. Well, they better be better. They better be better this afternoon. Right here on 97.1 The Ticket. AJ Hinch will join us at 8:35. We'll take your phone calls next. 248-539-9797. We have lots of ticket texts as well. What the hell's the matter with this baseball team? And also another position group that is rearing its ugly head. Now, I know that they played the game in Pennsylvania, but it's 3 hours away from Williamsport, so you didn't have to have the Little League type of play going on there. 248-539-9797. Look, let's sit here and look at this baseball team right now. And I know it was all cute and all that stuff. Because I said it too. Baseball, it's streaky, things like that. Every team goes through this. Even great teams have lengthy losing streaks. But they're playing like crap. It's not just that they're losing games. I mean, you can just go on and on. The starting pitching, look, Scuba was great the other night. But even at the start of this losing streak in Seattle against Seattle Comerica Park, he didn't even have a good game.
Yeah.
I mean, right now the best starting pitcher lately has been Olsen, aside from, you know, Scooble's start against Texas.
Yes.
Okay, I get all that. All right, Olsen's been good. Flaherty, we discussed yesterday. He has not been very good. Casey Mize, remember we did, buy, hold, sell, whatever, the reclamation projects, Torkelson, Baez, and Mize. Everybody, Mize like was number one on a lot of people's list. He's looked like dog crap the last two games. I mean, you look at his line, 10 hits. Baez makes those great plays, it would have even been worse.
Yeah.
I mean, he was awful. Riley Green, great. He got a hit. He also struck out three more times. Meadows, he got a hit. He made a bad play in the outfield. That happens, okay? I'm not going to go crazy about Parker Meadows last night. But they just, everybody, the bullpen, you know, most of those guys pitched pretty well last night, except for Hernandez, who shouldn't even be on the team anyway, but whatever.
Well, the other thing, too, with him is they had a drop ball third strike with him, and then that guy ended up scoring.
Yes. I mean, so it was just a compounded, awful game, and the team's been playing awful. They need to win today. I'm not going to say it's a must win, and especially when you're going against, you're throwing a guy who's never pitched in the major leagues before, right? In Melton,
right?
For the Tigers, right here at 97 on the ticket, and you're playing a team that's pretty hot right now coming up in Toronto.
And that's a four-game series.
Yes. Yeah. So I mean, they got to get their crap together. We'll talk to AJ at 8:35, but you know, I'm a little surprised, and I know it's not 7 o'clock yet, get your asses. I mean, do you care about this team right now? I mean, I don't know.
Watching that last night,
I'm befuddled. At least the ticket texts are pretty nasty, and some of them should be.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah, and they didn't play well before the break. They didn't play well during the break. They haven't played well after the break. And then that performance last night where if Spencer Torkelson makes the play, hustles a little bit, and O'Neal Cruz doesn't score, do they win the game? I have no idea.
No.
If Wenziel Perez touches the plate and gets the run that was owed to him or due to him if he just completes the play, do they win the game? Have no idea. But with that context of 2-8 in the last 10 games, not playing well, not hitting the ball, not pitching well, not being able to field the ball, and then seeing hustle or just mental mistakes, what do our listeners think about this team?
I know.
What did they feel last night or this morning when they woke up? And is what they are witnessing for the baseball team that did have the best record in Major League Baseball.
Right. And look, I got a lot of crap from people because I said they're a good team. They're not a great team. And I don't want to be proven right, but they certainly are not a great team.
So when we're negative or accused of being negative all the time, negative Nancy's, right?
Yeah.
Where's positive Pete this morning? Mr. I always defend the Tigers this year. Oh, this is just a phase. This is that. They made little league blunders last night.
Yeah.
Are you still defending this?
Here's some ticket texts. When Perez missed home plate, I turned the game off. I haven't turned a game off in a long time. AJ needs to give this team the Leland unhinged reaction because this is unacceptable. Well, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. He's not Jim Leland. Nor should he be. Okay? You can't be who you're not. AJ needs to sit down Meadows and Verling and just see if we go back to what we were, because I'm at a loss for words right now with this team. Not tagging home was embarrassing yesterday. It's from Josh and Warren. Between Torque and Perez, it's like we had T-ballers, yeah. Matt and Novi.
Uh-huh.
Mize, Flaherty, 20 base runners in 7 innings pitched in their last starts combined. Flaherty lasted 3 innings, Mize 4. Seems the sample size is getting bigger than the All-Star game and before. That's from Doug in Rochester. Yeah, that's the other thing. And we all looked at the bats and the bullpen. The bats and the bullpen. Maybe they need another starter here. Tigers need to be sellers next week. Green needs to be traded. Too many strikeouts. Dodgers want Scooble. Trade him. Get their whole farm system. We know we're not going to re-sign him.
Okay, you may not re-sign him in a year and a half.
You can't do
that. You're not
when
selling when you still are tied for the best record in Major League Baseball.
Exactly. Oh, here's some other good ones. Costa is the jinx. Is this Costa thing a dink jinx? Tigers ain't going to make the playoffs. Cookies jinxed us just like he jinxed the Wings last year.
Well, I don't know if the Wings got jinxed.
Mm-hmm. This happens every time with your hosts and stations. Stop making guarantees. You have all jinxed the Wings, Lions, and now the Tigers. Knock it off. That's from Stephen Frazier. Torque was completely checked out last night. Lollygagging around, cost us a run. I don't know what this team is doing or what they're doing, but they need to pull their head out of the sand. The Tigers need a come-to-Jesus meeting with their pal, Hinch. And I keep hearing Dennis Green in my head. They are who we thought they were.
Yes.
I hope that's not the case.
Well, I don't think everybody thinks that they're a bad team.
No, they're not bad. 248-539-9797.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.